on the Breakfast Club. Speaking of Friday victories and a great challenge, Grant Brebner's had one of those with the Melbourne victory overnight, taking on FC Seoul in the Asian Champions League. They're through to the round of 16. It's an outstanding result. The coach would be cock-a-hoop, I'm sure, and he joins us. Good morning, Brebs.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Mate, we are going well. How are you after that performance? 2-1 over FC Seoul. Well done.
Yeah, no, it's been a great night for us. Great night for us to be involved in the club. And the round of 16 was it's a great achievement and one of the favourites.
Is it something that's, obviously, we always go into these competitions and you're trying to progress and advance through to the next phase of play, but did you think it was a realistic option?
You want me to be honest here, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It is always going to be a challenge. I don't think any coach or any team goes into any tournament and doesn't want to, doesn't see that there's a pathway to get out of the grave or progress. But in all honesty, with the challenges we've had here in Melbourne, in particular in lockdown, we didn't play any competitive games in the build-up to this tournament. It's a tough tournament at the best of times, but to come in with a new squad, new staff, players that I'd met up here in Doha 10 days ago and managed to get out the gate makes it, extra special. So, no, I didn't have high expectations to get out the gate, and the fact that we've done it is a massive achievement. So,
Grant, what's changing with the victory? Are you seeing new habits that you're trying to push through as quickly as possible to make the team as good as they can for victories like last night?
Yeah, look, it's no secret that last year was a tough year for the club. We lost our way a little bit. There's always a few things that we could put a finger on that we needed to change and we needed to bring back the victory way. And I think that was probably one of the reasons why, which helped me get the job, the fact that I knew the club and could bring and help that culture come back into the formal.
Grant, you mentioned the victory way. We hear that with so many great clubs at the moment. You look at the AFL and the Richmond Football Club. They talk about, the Tiger way, about how they play their football. What's the victory way? How is that defined by you?
Yeah, look, it's honesty, it's respect, it's discipline, it's standards. Things that a lot of clubs stand by. I mean, we're not, reinventing the wheel in those things, but it's certainly something that our football club from day one has been driven by, the chairman down. It starts at the top and right the way through the club to, the youngest kid in our academy. Bringing that back, I'm repeating myself, but we lost our way last year. We didn't have that victory. We didn't have a culture where, it was ingrained through club leaders like Kevin Muscat and Ernie Merrick, who were at the club a long time. We lost it overnight. So trying to bring it back slowly but surely, and, performances are fantastic, results are great, but, we're still building some blocks to get on the pathway to being great again.
So, Grant, just to explain to our listeners where you are at the moment and where you've been playing, because you are on the other side of the world, which makes the performance even more impressive, I think.
Yeah, we're in Doha. We're in Qatar, so we're on day 10 of our, what would have been 12-day trip here, but we've now extended by another 3 days. We're in the same hotel as Sydney here. We leave tomorrow night to go back to Perth in Sydney. We would have been joining Sydney to do a 14-day quarantine, but thankfully now we get to stay and hopefully progress further into this tournament. We've come here with a relatively new squad and staff, and what we're producing so far is good. It's entertaining, it's pleasing, and hopefully it continues.
And from a perspective of quarantine and the restrictions that you and the players are facing at the moment. I noticed you had the crisp, really good-fitting suit that you were wearing on the sidelines overnight, but then had the mask there as well. What's it been like, and how difficult has that been to play quality football with the things that you've had to endure?
It's easier playing football than wearing the suit in the heat. it's been challenging. Look, again, which I'm being honest with. But I've got a duty of care to these players as well, because they've got a game in 3 days, and you know, which will be our fifth game in 15 days. And like I said, in a normal pre-season, we'd be playing one a week, and possibly two a week. We're playing every 2 days at the moment. So players are pulling up sore. My main objective is to get players right for the 2nd of January when we start our early campaign. We've got three players that have pulled up sore from tonight. Could be playing Sunday, possibly. But I can't risk them because, you know, the long-term injury prospect of that would hurt us too much. So there's a lot of challenges, but, you know, the players, the staff, everybody here is thoroughly enjoying it, and I think we've seen that tonight in the manner we got the win.
Well, it's a great result, and we know there's a lot going on in your world at the moment, so we'll let you get back to it, but we just wanted to touch base and say well done through to the round of 16 in the Asian Champions League. A bit of quarantine action as you get back into Australia before the first game of the A-League season against Brisbane on the 2nd of Jan. A bit happening in your world, Brebs. Great to see you looking so sharp in the suit, and send our best to the boys. That was a great performance.
Well, dude, thank you so much, Blake. Thank you.